today on The Word of Truth Revealed.
He's the covenant God. Remember, He forges it. He presses. Not you. Glory to God. You press toward the goal, but you don't open your own doors. Ask and it shall be given. Seek and you will find. Knock. Don't press. Knock. Knock in the door. Not press. He opens doors that no man can shut.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, The Mosaic Covenant. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Exodus chapter 19, verses 1 through 6.
Please listen very carefully to what I'm about to say. A covenant is basically an agreement between God and man, or between two parties. You can't have a covenant or an agreement or an accord with one person. It has to be two. And the purpose of the covenant is where the greater one in the covenant. You're always going to have a greater and a lesser. Right now, America goes into an agreement with European countries. It's called NATO. NATO, right? That's an agreement. But America is the strongest of them. Maybe just as strong as all of them put together. Think about that. The military certainly is stronger. We have troops in Europe. You don't see French troops in America. You don't see French troops in Japan. You see American troops in Japan. You see them in South America. You see them also in Europe. There are American troops in Africa. Why are we able to do all of that and fund them and help NATO with its issues as well and its funding? The previous president said they need to pay their fair share. What he didn't understand, that may look good on a graph, but we pay because we want eyes in those areas. And when you pay anybody, you can instruct them. I want you to get that. Anytime you release money to anybody, even children, you can give them some instruction. That's why the covenant connector is so important. Glory to God. When you exchange funds, you need to know it is the time for you to instruct. You don't give $100 to a kid and say, do whatever you want. You say, listen, here's $100. I'm going to give you this, and this is exactly what I need you to do. That's how it works. If they can't receive the instruction, you're supposed to put your money in your pocket. Listen to what I say. And anybody that's got a neck with that, you don't have wisdom as it relates. That's why I'm teaching you, so you can get the understanding and start moving things. Jesus said the children of this world are wiser than the children of the kingdom because they know money. In other words, when you go into an agreement, if you go into a business, one of them is going to be the leader, the one that has 51%. Not the one with the ideas. You ever see Shark Tank? There are people who say, ooh, I had that idea. But if you don't have capital, you're not going to run the business. The one that has capital, that can put the capital up, if it's 51%, it's going to go their way. They'll be able to bend it and say, this is what I want to do. That's why in business you need to be an adult. And whoever has the money is going to have most of the weight. Don't say they stole my idea. That's why you don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. That's not my message, but let me keep moving. You want to go in business with me and I'm the leader, I'm going to dictate how it goes. Now, again, I want your feedback, but who's putting up the capital? Who's putting up the capital? You can have an idea all day. That doesn't make the world go round. Who's putting up the capital? Understand that when it comes down to business. The Abrahamic is so unique. God goes into covenant with one man. Notice it's between two parties, but the greater one forges, establishes a union that achieves a common goal. The greater one, the one that has the most in the business, the most in the agreement, the most to lose, but also the most to gain. He forges
or she forges a union that achieves a common goal. He even will fortify the lesser one with greater abilities to fulfill his duties. He fortifies the lesser. You have a greater and a lesser in any accord. But the greater one, the greater one forges the union. He establishes the union. He also initiates the union. He's going to be the one to come to you. Glory to God. Then he fortifies the lesser with the greater quality. In other words, I'm going to equip you to fulfill your part of the deal. For instance, if you go into covenant with the military says, I'm greater than you in terms of finances and influence and training. So what I'm going to do is pay you to join my team. Then I'm going to send you to train and teach you how to serve your end of the deal. And if you do it, I'm going to allow you to retire and send you a check for the rest of your life. You spent 20 years, you got out when you were 40, and for the rest of your life, because I appreciate you, you don't even do anything for me anymore. You don't even have to come and check in. You don't have to stand at attention. You don't have to do it anymore. But because you went into covenant with me, and I was greater, I had the most to lose, I brought you in, I'm going to pay you for 20 years, and then pay you for the rest of your life. I want you to think about that. Before you start throwing your fist up at God, God says, if I go into covenant with you, I'm greater than you. But I love you so I'm going to fortify you. I'm going to forge the union. In other words, I will establish. I will be the first one to visit you. I'm going to train you and let you know exactly what to do. I'm going to wash you from everything that you came out of. I'm going to snatch you out of the snare of the fowler. I'm going to take you to boot camp, some deep training. I'm going to have you cut off all your hair, though, because I want you to take on my identity, not your own. I'm going to make you shave. I'm going to put you on some clothes that you never wore before and some boots and have you to do some stuff that I want you to do. And sometime I'm going to lock you up and make you come to work when you don't want to come to work. But if you do your end of the deal and stay out of trouble and follow the uniform code of military justice and do exactly what you're supposed to do, in the future when you retire, we're going to give you a celebration and release you. But for the rest of your life, we're going to take care of you. Even when you die, we're going to make, this is God now, we're going to make sure your descendants understand what's going on. This covenant would outlast you. It's going to touch people that you never thought you could touch. It's going to make sure they are fruitful and that they multiply. If God goes into covenant with you, he forges, he presses the deal. Glory to God. Does anybody in this room know that it is good to be in covenant with God? Glory to God. Don't allow anybody to diminish the power of covenant. Glory to God. It is God's responsibility to fortify the lesser one's quality of existence. So when you go into covenant with God, he's going to make sure that your quality has increased. And when you start getting with God, you stop going after quantity and you start really loving quality. For a moment, let me give you the spirit of the covenant, because the spirit of the covenant speaks to Abraham. The spirit of the covenant says clearly, there will be upgrades. The spirit of the covenant said there will be upgrades when you go into covenant with God, and there will be enhancements that he's releasing. And I decree and declare upgrades in your life. Your old operating system can't handle what God is about to give you. You have to trade out your Windows 95 for the new operator. You've been messing around with this old system. You so used to clicking on stuff and it's slow. God says, I need to change all of that out. I got a Mac for you. I got the brand new one. I got some stuff that's going to handle the load of what I'm about to give you, because there needs to be some upgrades in you and enhancements as we move forward. The spirit of the covenant speaks. The spirit of the covenant speaks. We got to release ourselves from the old way. Let go of it. Let go of the old so you can embrace the new. I think it was Paul that said it like this: forgetting those things which are behind and reaching to the things which are before and pressing toward the mark. Anytime, I wrote it in the daily devotional for tomorrow, anytime God opens a door, he will press on the door. How do I know of God? Because you don't have to work hard to get the door. You don't have to push, trying to push your own door. He'll start swinging them open. It is God that presses the door. If you got to press the door and make all the phone calls and do everything and jump and twist and all of that and write stuff down and twist around 10 times like the prophets telling folk to do today, hair growing services and all of that. If you give $500, your hair is going to grow. Let me tell you something about God. You don't have to play games with God. When God is opening up a door, he will press the door. Or you got to stand there and just walk in front of the door and all of a sudden it's like an automatic door. It just opens up for you. And then the next one opens up, and then the next one opens up. Ooh, I'm preaching better than you saying amen. Expect God to upgrade and enhance everything he's doing in your life. He's the covenant God. Remember, he forges it. He presses, not you. Glory to God. You press toward the goal, but you don't open your own doors. Ask and it shall be given. Seek and you will find. Knock. Don't press. Knock. Knock in the door. Not press. He opens doors that no man can shut. And if he opens it, you don't have to worry about anybody kicking you out. It's when we open our own doors that we get disappointed. Let God open the door in his time. Can someone say amen? The spirit of the covenant speaks. Upgrades and enhancements. The lesser one's position in this life will be an upgrade and an enhancement. And he takes responsibility for that. If you don't know, now you know that God wants you to be enhanced and he wants upgrades in your life. Glory to God. I'm talking about constantly. Constantly upgrade and enhancements. Constant upgrades and enhancements. I speak into the corridors of Truth Reveal International and everything connected to the body of Christ. I decree and declare a release, a willingness to release the old systems, and a desire to connect with what God is doing right now. Amen. Anybody that's king in their previous kingdom, it's hard for them to release that domain and that sovereignty, as it were. But what if it's not yielding anything anymore? What if the bread is stale? What if the wine has lost its vicarious intoxicating abilities? What if it begins to putrefy? What if it's attracting flies and not flowers? What if it's so old that even ants don't want to eat it? What if it's lost its luster? What if nobody's visiting anymore? There's no new babies. When are we going to turn away from the old and say, that's done? God, I'm ready for something new. I'm ready for you to move in my life. I'm ready for you to enhance and upgrade me so I can handle what you're sending me to. Glory to God. That's what God did for Abraham. Abraham is never known for his intellect. The only thing he's known for is his faith. Glory to God. Number one, Abraham's part. Leave your father and your mother and go south. I'm not even telling you where to go or what it looked like. We got these patriarchs in the Bible, yet we don't live like they live, but we want to claim faith, especially when it moves mountains or it gets us some type of prosperity. But God is expecting the kind of faith that Abraham had, and that is when God tells us to do something, you need to be willing to try. I want you to leave present day Iraq and move southwardly to a land that you don't know about. Well, what do you mean, God? Abraham didn't ask any questions. He said, I heard a voice tell me to leave. Okay, Sarah, get up. Lot, you can come with us. Get all of your possessions. We're going to move in the morning and we're going to head south. Where we're going, don't worry about that. Stop worrying about all of the technical stuff. That's what's wrong with you. You got to know everything before you make a move. But our God don't move like that. Yet we're adapting the ways of the world. For the church, we step when he says step. We move when he says move. We shift when he says shift. We don't sit there and make sure all of the conditions are right. We do what he's telling us to do. Even in our mess, he's still Lord. Even when we clad, he's still Lord. Even when we clang, he's still Lord. Don't lose your faith. I don't care what's going on. You keep on holding on to your faith. If you got to leave some things behind, hold on to your faith. If you get sick along the way, hold on to your faith. If you got to stop in Egypt for a while, don't belly dance. Hold on to your faith. If somebody lies on you, you're going to get hurt, but hold on to your faith. If people say, I can't walk with you no more, let it be because it's a faith walk. Hold on to your faith. Glory to God. Leave your father and mother. And then we read Romans 4. Therefore, it is of faith that it might be by grace. And then verse 23. Now, it was not written for his sake alone that it was imputed to him. In other words, God says, because you moved in faith, I will impute righteousness to you. You didn't earn righteousness, but I will impute it. That means I'm going to slap righteousness on you and you didn't do anything to earn it. Remember, the greater forges the relationship. And there's always an enhancement and an upgrade. Abraham needed righteousness to please God. God says, there's no way you can obey a law to please me. I'll take the faith element in you and impute righteousness. Glory to God. Like the president of the United States at any moment can impute life to somebody that's on death row. You didn't earn life. You were condemned. But I impute it. Glory to God. The president can say, I see slaves. I see slaves, millions of them. Not only those who are in bondage, but the millions that would be born in bondage. And as I look out, I see a rogue South that's trying to separate from the Union. So what I'll do is that because the Constitution gives me war powers, it gives me war powers to take the property of any rogue nation, but it's not a rogue nation. It's just states in rebellion to the Constitution of the United States trying to separate themselves from the Union. But I believe the Constitution has given me war power. So what I'll do, I'll take their possessions. Because the Constitution gives me the right to seize the property of rogue nations if we go to war. So I'll use that little writing right there and use my war powers to take their property. Though I don't believe man should be property. But they do. So I'll take the slaves as my own. And then I will emancipate them. Glory to God. I will impute freedom to them. At my words, using my war powers to set them free. Glory to God. Not only to those who are in bondage, but the millions that will be born if I don't make this move. And that's why I've got to move to the 16th Amendment, because I need to ratify this thing. Because if I don't, would they come back later after I've emancipated them and say, no, we're putting them back in the bondage? So I need to get it ratified, glory to God, and sealed up so we can set them free forever. And if a man can do that in America named Abraham Lincoln, you got to understand that God gave him the wisdom, because that's what he does. When he goes into covenant with you, he sets you free, glory to God. He sets you free from every bondage that's in your life. You don't have to be a slave to the devil. You don't have to be a slave to your past. You don't have to be a slave to the things that you came out of. God sets you free. He emancipates you and imputes righteousness to you. You didn't even earn it, glory to God. But he seized the property of the enemy and called it his own, and then he set you free. You can come back and say thank you if you want, or you can do what you do. He did it because he loved you. Come on, let's give him praise for his love. I know y'all saying, what's wrong with him? My God, what's wrong with him? I'm gone. Thank you, Lord God, I'm gone. Verse 23, now it was not written for his sake alone that it was imputed to him. This is Romans chapter 4, verse 25. But also to us whom it shall be imputed. To us who believe in God, who raised Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was delivered on the cross for our sins, our offenses, but raised again, resurrected for justification, just as if I'd never sinned. He imputes it to you. Thank you, Lord. The second thing he told Abraham is follow God wherever he leads you. Write it down. That's trust. I said we should love everybody, everyone, trust a few, and do wrong to none. But one of the ones you should trust is God. Thank you. Put your confidence and your trust, your reliance on the Lord. His credit is good. His word doesn't fail. Turn it over to God. Come on, mothers that are worrying, turn it over to God. You can trust him. Come on, daddies that are worrying, you can put your confidence in the Lord. Trust, trust, trust is the offspring of time spent and integrity used. Trust, trust, trust. It's lost in our society. I don't trust nobody. Why? Because of what happened. Remember, he imputed things. He snatched you out. He set you free. You can trust again. Third thing he told Abraham to do, this is his part. Walk before God and be blameless. That's character and integrity. This is his response to the covenant. Walk before God and be blameless. The fourth thing he told him to do, train his family up. Train his family. One of the reasons why God picked Abraham, he said, I know, I saw through the corridors of his life that he would teach his children my ways. I want to encourage you, if you have children, you're not just to feed them, you're supposed to teach them the way. And you don't force feed it. Oh, you're going to read the Bible. That's not how that works. Oh, you're going to do what I tell you to do. What makes you want to jack children up? What's going on inside of you where you need to be so hard on kids when you know your mama never did you that way? You wouldn't tolerate it. You would leave home. So how are you going to take little kid, lock him up, and I'll bust you in the chest. I brought you in the world and I'll take you out of. That's not godly. We're supposed to show love. We're supposed to show kindness. We're supposed to show long-suffering. And when they do wrong, we challenge them and then we restore them. And we challenge them and rebuke them and we restore them. We don't just challenge them and rebuke them and punish them and then stand there looking at them like we're God. That's lazy parenting. That's why parents have to always take their heart to God. I'm preaching better than you saying amen. Because you know children will hurt you, right? But I thought you wanted to be the man. You the man, right? But you can't handle that. Lost. You lose your cool, I'll slap you. Pow! That's what you do when you the man? All right, okay. What about temperance, control, strength? I'm speaking to church folk now. We ain't talking about nobody out there. Everybody looking at the cat. I ain't preaching that. I'm talking about what's going on in church folk lives. Your hand itching. You want to slap somebody. What? They better do what you tell them to do because you the man or you the woman. Ladies walking up slapping men. That's right. Watch it. Watch it. I told you during the pandemic, contagion, domestic violence is on the rise. It's not just out there, it's in the church. And we need to look at it. If you're being abused, if you're being cussed out, that kind of stuff, God is not with it. And God is not after kids who intimidate their mothers and fathers. Little boy just intimidating his mom. Shut up, mama. That is not God, and we don't tolerate it. Bring them to me. We'll straighten that out. Let's look at God's plan. God told Abraham to do four things, but he says, if you do what I tell you, five things. Number five, he says, keep circumcision as a covenant sign, a sign of covenant for all generations. Circumcise yourselves. It's a symbol of the family being set apart for God's plan. Remember, anytime you're set apart, there's always a cutting. You got to cut away from the old insensitive foreskin and a release to the sensitivity of what God wants you to do. You got to cut away
from the old foreskin of insensitivity what God would have you to do. And it's painful.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For an MP3 of today's message from the Mosaic Covenant, log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 2203-3007. That's reference number 2203-3007.
Bishop has been working on his new podcast, Envision. Where there is no vision, the people perish. This podcast is designed to impact nations. You will be able to subscribe to Envision on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor, or any podcast platform. Let's support our bishop by sharing the news with friends, family, and coworkers today. CARE Learning Center is looking for volunteers to tutor students in grades K through 12 and college. Although teachers are preferred, other caring professionals are also considered. Check out the Truth Reveal mobile app or the website to sign up. Women's Sunday School is still on every Sunday at 10 a.m., so make sure to join Pastor Sabrina in the sanctuary. New members' classes are still in session. Email connect@truthreveal.org to get started. Communion will be observed next Sunday, September 4th. We will also acknowledge new members who have completed all orientation classes.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.
You are listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indy Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, Cocoa, 99.9 FM. Thank you.